In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Today's Issues is the name of the program, but we're in Share-a-thon yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Wesley Wildman.
877-616-2396.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the number to call.
And Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning to you.
I want to personally thank somebody who gave.
Yeah.
I want to thank Carlin from Sandstone, Virginia, because he moved us from 6,666 total pledges to 6,667.
Yes.
Good. Carlin, thank you. Carlin. I did not want to look at that on my computer screen. It wasn't just 666. It was 6666.
Thank you, Carlin.
Yeah, thank you, brother, as Ed said, for moving. We're not superstitious or anything. But 666 is the Bible, is a number you don't want to see on your Rolodex.
And if you get a call and your phone IDs the number 666, do not answer.
Do not answer.
It's worse than a car warranty ad.
But boom.
Yeah. That's a good
catch. Right, Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. Okay, people, listen unto me. It's time for you to make a pledge and you can double your giving. All right? Here's what I mean by that. We have a $50,000 match going on until the top of the hour, as in 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time. So if that up to the $50,000 mark, right, which people have some other listeners have generously given to reach us, give us that amount of money, and I know one of them personally, but they've given us and they challenged our other listeners to match it. Is that fair?
Yeah. I don't like you to, I don't want to make my giving public, Tim.
No,
you
I'm know, not.
You said you knew someone personally.
I knew someone, but was I looking at you? Oh, you're going to get $50,000?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd go over well in my house.
All right, you don't make that much money. I know.
Get it.
I know. I see your check.
Wait, let me see whether they took cash out of my wallet this morning.
But I do have a lottery ticket.
I'll donate it to AFA.
All right, so.
Just kidding, folks.
But that challenge goes up until 11 a.m.
That's right. So let me give the phone number. So if you call and you make a pledge now until 11, whatever you call and pledge will be doubled. Will be doubled. So, hey, can't beat that. You cannot beat that. Let me give you the phone number.
877.
Wesley, give them the phone number to call and make that pledge to help us meet this $50,000 match.
Yeah, it'll meet it up until $50,000. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
And so you can say to the person who answers the phone when you call that number, hey, I want to have this donation help you meet that match.
That's right, yep.
Listen, folks, I just want to let you know, by the way, the number again that Wesley so eloquently told you.
It was eloquent.
It was eloquent. Huh? The number to give during our spring share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. The theme of our Share-a-thon this spring is Pour Your Spirit Out. It's from Isaiah 44, verse 3, where God is saying, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Mm-hmm. We do have spring Share-a-thon premiums available unto you, as Tim would say. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell. The title is The Bible, Divine or Human. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the book by Stephen McDowell.
Here we go.
But our AFR embossed Padfolio, which is, I was talking to Brother Bert Harper just about a half hour ago, and Bobby Rosa, and I don't remember which one of them said, they said this Padfolio is versatile. Mm-hmm. It zips up. It is very nice, pleather exterior, and inside you can put a notepad and a pen, or you could put like a small Kindle in there, other device. If you want to hide something from your spouse.
I wouldn't trap your Kindle in there. I think that would hurt.
Your Kindle?
You get your Kindle strapped in that Padfolio. By the way, I don't know about everybody else, but have you checked your Padfolio this morning?
Well, I was going to say the only olio I'm aware of is a portfolio.
Your Padfolios are still going down.
Well, now that I've learned there's a Padfolio, is there any other olios? You got a portfolio, Padfolio?
Down.
Is there any other olios?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, you got
olios can be pretty popular.
Huh?
So, 877.
What can be pretty popular?
Olios. So, Padfolio, portfolio. He was asking whether there were other words.
Are there more olios?
That have olios in.
Olios, yeah. Well, there's a ride at Disney World. You get on the olio.
Get on the olio.
Yeah, but you take your chances.
You can get on the olio, but can you get off?
You can't get off.
Let me give the number real quick.
All right.
877-616-2396 is the number to call for our spring Share-a-thon. Yesterday started us off. Today, we are right in the middle, the thick of things. Tomorrow is the last day of our spring Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396.
And no, we don't give stock tips.
No, we do not.
When you call that number, you're just calling to make a donation.
The best we can do, though, is give tariff advice. That's as close
as we can get to
economic or financial.
We considered different themes for our Share-a-thon, and we chose Pour Your Spirit Out, which comes from Isaiah, right? We had thought about this theme, but it was voted down, a time for tariffs. And when when that was brought up at our meeting, it was just...
Bad timing.
It was bad timing.
We all got a check in our spirit.
Yes, we did.
We didn't get one in the mail.
And
we
shared
got a check
from my heart.
Our spirit.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
A time for tariffs.
A time for tariffs. All right. Having a little fun here on a Wednesday. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In all seriousness, we want to thank everybody who's called in and made a gift yesterday and this morning. We're hearing from all over the country, people who appreciate and benefit from the ministry here at American Family Radio. And it's just a blessing. It really is a blessing for us here. Oftentimes, radio is a one-way street, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We broadcast and...
You listen.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But then when we're able to hear back from folks, hey, thank you. I heard this show, heard this Bible teaching program, whatever the case may be. It helped me. It helped my family. It keeps me focused on the Lord. Those things mean a lot to us.
We have a testimony we can get to.
A listener, let's hear one of those listener testimonies.
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I'm from Alger, Ohio. Several years ago, I tuned in 91.5 coming from Delphus. My home radios were all set to this station, and they have been on full time day and night. In 2021, my husband had a blood clot hit his brain, causing a stroke. I was determined to keep him home where things were familiar and he knew love. I had some help from the Veterans Comfort Keepers 2 days a week and later on from hospice. For 3 years, I watched as dementia gradually took away his ability, and all the while AFR kept my spirit filled. I praised God for the strength I found as I would steal away and listen. Your station greatly ministered to me all through those years, and I am so thankful you are there. God bless you richly, and thank you.
That takes my breath away.
Yeah.
That's God is good. Well, what can you say? And folks, we're not the be all do all for the body of Christ. There are pastors, there were caregivers that helped this dear sister. But just to hear that we played a part in being used by God to strengthen her during just a very difficult time is just a blessing to be a part of it.
It's also the power of radio.
Yes.
There are other mediums obviously out there, but the power of radio reached through that household at a very, very difficult time. And American Family Radio, we're 24/7.
Yeah.
We never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
We're there every time you want to turn on that radio, it's going to be there. And you're going to have preaching programs. And I'm sure this lady in her testimony, at just the right time, there was a preaching program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Whatever that program was. At just the right time when they needed particular types of information, AFR was there.
Yeah.
So God has blessed us with an incredible lineup of programs. We put it out there, and God puts it together with a need of an individual like this dear lady.
Amen.
Amen. Wesley, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the things I was thinking about as we were listening to that testimony is just to remind everyone else that's listening that we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're coming up on 47, going on 48 years, a couple years out from celebrating our 50-year anniversary. And because of your gifts and because of your donation, because of your prayers, and because of your support, and lastly, and most importantly for me, your engagement. I mean, our listening audience, they're engaged. Whether when we hear from testimonies, I travel the country and meet our supporters, and I hear of how they are taking our print magazine, The Stand. They're taking our newsletter from the AFM in an email form, and they're forwarding it. They're handing it out. They're taking our information. They're trying to get more people engaged.
The films we produce.
Yeah, absolutely. AFS, American Family Studios, the films we produce. We are making an impact, and it's because of you. And we're here, and we're not going anywhere, and we're very grateful for your support. You can call in and help continue the work we're doing here at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. We got a pledge going on. We have
a challenge. So a group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they're now challenging you to come alongside them to support the work AFA and AFR.
Come alongside.
Kind of sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, come alongside.
Pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair.
Come alongside.
Pull up shoes.
It's our Founders Day. This is the middle day of Share-a-thon. It's called Founders Day in honor of Brother Don Wildman and Miss Linda, his wife, who stood beside him through so many years of getting this ministry not only off the ground, but increasing in its impact. So it's our Founders Day $50,000 challenge. That is going for roughly another 40 minutes until 11 a.m. Central Time.
So double your giving
up
until $50,000.
The $50,000 challenge. So 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. I just want to give a thumbs up to what Wesley was saying, especially that last part where you said especially the engagement of our listeners, those who get to the various resources. Yeah. Listen, we're not just here to talk.
Right.
We're here to equip and to activate. And if it wasn't for our listeners who call members of Congress or who contact members of their own state governments or who contact Disney or who say something at this company or that company, AFA and AFR would not have the impact it has.
Yeah, we obviously are taking 3 days for Share-a-thon to fundraise, to raise money to take up an offering. So we're certainly doing that, and that's a priority right now. But as a ministry, as far as our mission goes, if we have to pick between the two, we'd much rather have your activism than your finances, because your activism is what distinguishly makes the work we do different.
Yes.
Than a lot of other really good Christian ministries. But so thank you for your activism.
But we'll take
both. We'll take both. That's right.
877-616-2396. Please be as generous as you can. It is our spring Share-a-thon, and the theme is pour your spirit out. And boy, do we need the Spirit of God poured out in our country. She is very sick spiritually.
All right, Fred, what is our first news story to cover?
Well, the first news story has to do with tariffs, and people are now familiar with the broad story here. But the big story this morning is the, to put it in hockey terms, there's a face-off going on between China and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down to who's going to blink first. And so what's happened is just after midnight last night, so at 12:01 this morning, a new level of tariffs from the United States against China went into effect, 104% tariff.
We slapped harder.
We slapped hard.
Slapped hard with that tariff.
And then China came back and said, okay, we're upping our tariffs against U.S. goods coming into our country to 84%. Now, part of the big story this morning on this trade war is that China now has decided to target particular U.S. companies. So they're saying that Chinese companies are not going to be allowed to trade with particular U.S. companies. In other words, U.S. companies that may need raw materials from Chinese companies to build software, communication equipment, even military equipment. Those Chinese companies are now under orders from their government not to sell those goods to American companies. Also, American companies that ship particular kinds of goods to China, the Chinese government has said, we're not taking those at all anymore. So tariffs are basically taxes on goods. Now they're not accepting the goods at all and not allowing Chinese companies to send us goods at all. So they've ramped it up a bit. It is really coming down, and the commentaries this morning that I'm hearing is they're asking the question, who is going to blink first? China is a huge, huge trading partner. All kinds of goods, the high-end goods, communication goods, but right down to clothing and toys, you name it.
What would be, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but what would be the other position would be that we provide a lot of funds for them too. I mean, there's a reason why we can even be at the table here as far as doing the tariff stuff, right?
Well, we trade stuff with them.
Right.
You know, now, according to President Trump, I mean, they say China needs, for instance, they need energy supplies from the United States.
Okay.
Yesterday, Trump announced that he was taking the restrictions off of coal mining. China needs coal to drive their energy needs.
They import almost all their energy.
Yes,
from that here.
Not just from here, but around the world.
Okay.
They do not have much in the way of natural resources for energy.
Okay.
So that is a big vulnerability for China, because they have to import oil, for example, from the Middle East, from Iran, and it comes all the way around India. And you know, in the event of a war, some people have said you just shut that off.
Yeah.
So there are vulnerabilities on both sides. And to your point, Fred, who's going to blink first?
Yep, that's it. Now, yesterday, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt said, I'm paraphrasing here, don't worry, be happy. Our economy is strong. Cut four.
Oil prices are down, gas prices are down, egg prices are down. We're cutting costs for the American worker, for the American consumer. We also see trillions of dollars of investments pouring into this country every day, and we're working hard now on the tariff side.
But also,
labor.
You
labor?
Well,
about what?
There
about the prices coming down? Well, my understanding is the
oil prices.
Oil prices have dropped to the lowest in 4 years.
Yes.
We're good there.
Below $60.
I'm not suggesting I don't believe her. I'm just asking a question that needs to be asked.
I do. I mean,
because White House is spout the line of.
Sure. Well, they put the best possible spin on something.
But here's the other development that is growing overnight, and that is a growing number of Republicans are saying, wait a minute, Mr. Trump, we don't think this is going in a really good direction overall. So you've got senators like Rand Paul. You've got senators like Senator Grassley, a senior senator.
Yeah. But he's not going to change his mind, I don't think. Do you?
Well,
talking about President Trump. Listen, he's all in on this.
Trump is not going to change his mind, no.
That's what I'm saying. But if they're trying to persuade him to change his mind, or they're trying to take some of the powers away that the president has to issue tariffs.
Which is what Grassley said publicly yesterday.
And so did Rand Paul.
Yeah.
So this is...
That ship sailed, though, I think, don't you?
Well, it's... So we said yesterday, and again, folks, we're just learning like you are about tariffs, because that has just basically been in the history books for most of the last 100 years.
Well, I got some big words that I've looked up that I'm going to use.
Pat Polio?
More to yawning.
Yeah.
You're already yawning.
Stay with us, Wesley.
I'm trying.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so this is a real gamble for the president.
Yeah.
I support him right now in terms of trying to even the playing field with people, real countries who have been taking advantage of us.
Support his intentions. Is that fair to
say? I support his intentions. Here's the problem, okay? I don't think the president's, not just our president right now, the president, the executive branch, has the constitutional power to levy tariffs
on the world.
On the world. We're talking about being in favor of the Constitution. The Constitution says that's Congress's job, because tariffs are taxes.
Well, how is Trump getting away with it then?
Because he has declared a emergency because of fentanyl coming across the border from Mexico and Canada. That's how this started. He said he was.
What does that have to do with Vietnam?
Well, that's going to be the problem for the president. He's starting to get pushback from the Senate. He'll probably wind up getting pushback eventually from the House, but. Sooner or later, judges are going to weigh in, and opponents of the president are going to find judges that are leftist judges, but maybe even conservative judges. So here's what I'm saying is this gamble has to pay off within a matter of weeks,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And by payoff, I mean these countries have to come and make deals so the president can say, okay, we're going to stop.
Okay, but as of last night, there was already 70 countries that came forward that said they're willing to make deals.
Yes.
What we're doing is, and I understand why, but we're getting caught up right now on the China, the one.
Yes.
Whereas 70.
That's the big dog.
One. Yeah, I get it. But there's at least 70 already that's already made the phone call that say, let's sit down and let's figure this out.
Yeah. So that has to come sooner rather than
So we
later.
Got how many negotiators we got out there?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question. I thought about that when I saw it.
This is potentially a big mess.
Or potentially a big win.
Potentially a big win.
Those are the stakes. It's either a big win for Trump or it's a big miss or a big mess, and he could get his wings clipped, and it could be embarrassing for the president. So, folks, if you're praying...
Trump doesn't get embarrassed, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, if his own party says we are taking back these powers and the president loses in court, what I'm saying, he may not personally get embarrassed, but politically it could be embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, for those who... I think the vast majority of Americans voted for him for other reasons than... tariffing the world, but he's always said this.
Yeah,
his economic plan was to tariff everybody until they quit mistreating us. He would say.
Yeah,
we'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Over in Workingham, England, there's a fellow by the name of John Baldwin.
Mr. Baldwin was busy, it seems, doing nothing. He was so busy doing nothing that he got himself into trouble with the law. He was so busy doing nothing that he did not have time to pick up the mail that was piling up at his front door. Among the letters that Baldwin did not open were demands for tax payments. Baldwin was taken to court, freed on bail pending a tax probe, and allowed to return to his normal pursuits. When asked what he had accomplished in the 30 years he had devoted to restful research, Baldwin replied, "Nothing. That's what I set out to accomplish." Well, you know, there are a lot of folks in this old world who, although they don't go quite to the extreme that Mr. Baldwin does, seem to agree with him on this idea of doing nothing. Or if they do anything, it's for themselves only. And in a real sense, one could say that what Mr. Baldwin does, he does for himself only. It's a real shame that Mr. Baldwin and countless others who do nothing for anyone else and very little for themselves could not come under the influence of the master workman of the world. Their lives would all be a little different if he was allowed to motivate them instead of them attempting to motivate themselves. There is one thing that everyone can be thankful for, and that is that the Creator has not quit his job. Consider what the result would be if he should decide that he'd like to become busy doing nothing. You're talking about a mess? There would be a dilly. But he hasn't decided to quit, and he never will. The Galilean spoke to some who listened one day in the town of his trial, and he said, "My father is working still, and I'm working." If we are hunting for something to be thankful for, there it is. It's a pity that Mr. Baldwin could not come under the influence of the great carpenter. The carpenter would give him some meaningful work to do and would make him happy doing something constructive in this world instead of doing nothing. Some people interested in the subject of doing the work of the Creator asked the carpenter one day, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" And he answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Witness the work of those who have believed in him all over the world." Just before the terrible death, this man of all men spoke, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do." The one who gave him work to do gives each of us a job also. And to be sure, it's not a job of doing nothing. It would be a wonderful world if we could say the same thing he said before our death also. If you have something to do, get busy. If not, find something.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hi, this is Lynn McKay in West Monroe, Louisiana. I just want to call and say that I'm really blessed by AFR. Just want to say I'm a walking miracle. God's done so much for me in my life. I fell between two or three stories on solid concrete in Austin, Texas, July 7, 75. Should have been dead. My foreman told me he saw me, found me, because there was a pool of blood coming out from a pile of tin. And I was busted up, left knee, right elbow, left eye, in and out of surgery for a year and a half in hospitals. And the Lord put me back together and helped me go out and be a witness and do jobs they said I couldn't do. That I trusted God and not man. And I just want to praise the Lord. So many things he's done for me. He shows me God's not through with me yet, and he's not through with you. Thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for giving to AFR. And thank you guys again for all you guys do. God bless you.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, day two of Share-a-thon on AFR. We have 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, where we tell you what our financial needs are. And we pass the virtual offering plate and we wait till you give. And we don't move on.
We just stand there, right?
You make a generous
stand there and look.
We
everyone
stand
looks
there
at
and
you.
Wait. I saw this funny. I mentioned this before, but I saw this comic strip a few years ago, and it was how to increase your tithes in your church, and it said it had a picture of a guy sitting in the pew, and here comes the offering plate, right?
Yeah.
By him.
Yeah.
And that was projected onto the screens in front of the church.
Oh, man.
So that everybody knew what John was giving or not giving. So that
might
was
not know
that
what
was,
your right hand is doing, but everybody else knows.
Everybody
what your
else
hand
knows.
Is doing.
And they said this is a way to increase your church tithing right here.
Well, when I was pastoring, we instituted.
Let me introduce Katie Faust is with us. She is a host of Them Before Us radio show, heard weekends on American Family Radio, and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Central Time is one of the airings on American Family Radio. Them Before Us is the name of the show. Katie is the host. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. I mean, it's nice of you to introduce me since I kind of busted in. I'm like, I'm going to make myself known here.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm a okay. lifelong pastor's wife, so I have something to say about tithing
tithes?
And shaming. I got you.
Shaming.
You were going to say, yeah.
Yes, I was
going to
say, when I was pastor, I was an interim pastor at a Baptist church, and we were trying to increase the amount of tithes. So, so we placed a little electric device under each part of the pew. So when the plate went by, if someone didn't give, I was up on the front and I would just press a little button and it would jolt. It would jolt the people. And I electrocuted three deacons that way. It was a real scandal.
Hey, that's three less deacons that are going to oppose you at the next meeting, right?
So you ever preach on the Ten Commandments?
That was a joke. That wasn't a lie, folks. That was a joke.
All right, let me reset the show here. Today is day two of our 3 days of Share-a-thon. Tim, Ed, Wesley, Fred, and Katie. Katie, we're going to visit with Katie in just a moment. But before we do, let me just tell you that we are in a this hour, we're in a $50,000 challenge, right?
That's right.
Yes.
$50,000 challenge, and I'm trying to keep up with how we're doing that. I don't have an update yet. But we want to make sure we meet that challenge. As in, if you write a check for $100 or make a donation, call in a donation for $100, up until the top of the hour, that will become $200. So that's what we're talking about here. That's the beauty of a match or of a challenge.
Challenge.
Okay. Here's the phone number to reach us on American Family Radio to help us reach this goal.
You're talking about the phone?
877-616-2396.
Again,
877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net.
At AFR.net. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say.
Yes.
Nice state you got here.
Nice state?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. I've never been here before. I've never been to Missouri.
We're in Mississippi.
Well, but our state's nice, too.
Well, there you go. Obviously, I'm new around these parts. And
yeah,
you started with an
now
M
you
and
drive.
Had access.
You can get to Missouri in about 4 hours if you want to get in your car and go up there.
Well, I do.
And
have
then
time.
Call in, and we'll still be here.
Well, yeah, you misspoke there. And it's your first time down here. So is it your first time in the South?
It
or?
Is. Well, I mean, like, I've been to Florida. I've been to North Carolina. I've had layovers in Atlanta, but that's really it.
Florida is the South north of Orlando.
Uh-huh. That's
right. And you get to Orlando South, it's not the nothing wrong with it. It's just it's not the South.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's a big state.
It's New York down South.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So Anyway.
You're getting the best of the South here in Mississippi.
So, and I will say I hit Alabama, Birmingham before that. And I'm like, why do people talk so much trash about the South?
Because that's what we wonder.
Here. The people are nice. It's pretty. Yeah. And I'm from, like, I'm from pretty land. Like, I'm from Seattle.
Yes, you are.
And so it's beautiful there. But also it's run by the worst ideas on the planet. So there's that.
That's exactly right. You know, from I tell people, my relatives are from up north. I tell them, for the most part, I mean, there are, like, family-owned businesses and restaurants. But everything that you get anywhere else in terms of chain restaurants and chain stores, all that, gas stations, it's all the same in America from one coast to the other.
A pretty bland country.
Well, you know, you get the odd Buc-ee's here and there.
Yes.
You get that, you know, but pretty much everything you get anywhere else, you can get here if you want it.
Well, for a long time, people maybe out west or up north thought that Southerners didn't have shoes.
Yes.
and we were
riding cows to school.
New to indoor plumbing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We got that. So, but Katie can verify that we have that here, right?
Indeed. I have been to several bathrooms, and they're all operational and indoors.
Yeah. And we have we just recently got something called Kbell TV.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Kbell.
That's Southern for cable.
Oh, it's called. Never mind. Is that not what it's called?
Kbell. All right.
Is that what it's called?
I missed the accent. You got me.
Oh, I got you. Anyway, hey, listen. Katie joins us from the Great Northwest. She lives in the Pacific Northwest. But the most important reason you're here, Katie, is because our
partnership
with you on American Family Radio for your ministry, your show called Them Before Us, which airs on the weekends here on American Family Radio. Tell us about the show. When did it start? Whose idea was it? And what do you, what's your goal?
All right. It was your idea.
He knew that.
It was my idea?
Pat on the back.
Maybe it was one of your kids'
ideas. I think it's probably, my son Walker, because he has a ton of ideas.
Yeah. And he's got
most of which are good.
Yeah.
This one remains to be seen.
I haven't run into a bad idea from him yet, but I also haven't been around very long.
There's still time.
We've been running Them Before Us, which is the only organization solely devoted to defending children's rights in matters of marriage and family. So if it has to do with marriage or divorce or same-sex parents, reproductive technologies, IVF, surrogacy, adoption, abortion, look at any of those issues, Google Them Before Us and one of those issues, and you're going to find, you know, dozens of interviews and articles from us talking about why all of those things really should not focus on how the adults feel or what they want or how they identify. All of it fundamentally comes down to what is best for kids. And then insisting that all adults, single, married, gay, straight, fertile and infertile, conform to the rights of children, because that is what a just society requires. So we just trigger your audience on the weekends between 3 and 4. That's pretty much what we do.
Okay, so the show is named Them Before Us, them being the kids, the
them
children.
As the kids, that's
okay.
Right.
Them Before Us, us being the adults here, hosted by Katie Faust, right?
That's it. Just like the famous German opera of the man who sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Yes. Wesley's our opera expert. So
it was a novel.
I would defer to Wesley on
that
one.
Could be a literature reference as well.
He's into duck hunting and also opera.
Oh, great.
Both. Yeah.
Well, if you've ever seen, now I'm getting back to where you might find some connection here.
If you've ever
seen the movie Tombstone.
Yes, I have.
Okay, you remember Kurt Russell's character. He fell in love with the girl who was playing in the play inside the saloon.
See?
Yes.
Here we go. We've come back. We've found a cultural reference.
That's a deep dive.
We found, I don't know if that might even be before your time. Yeah. You ever seen Tombstone?
I know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
So anyway.
Time to update your references.
So the show, the radio show on American Family Radio on the weekends that Katie hosts is called Them Before Us. Now, was that a podcast prior to?
We have a podcast, but it's a nonprofit.
Okay.
So my goal is to accurately represent the rights and well-being of children in the courtroom, in the culture, in the political, and in the personal. So
what's the number one? Give me a couple threats that's really out there across the United States that you're focused on.
So the thing we did the most about last year was IVF. because unfortunately, the baby making industry of big fertility destroys more embryonic life every year than the baby taking industry of abortion. And most people don't know that. Most people think that IVF is just a way to help infertile couples have children, and it does. But it actually is much more of an industry of designer, disposable, discardable, deliverable babies throughout the country and throughout the nation. So that's an area where there's not a lot of knowledge and understanding about it. So we are probably tip of the spear in terms of educating Christians, conservatives, and pro-lifers on why IVF needs to be highly...
What is that exactly?
IVF, and I'll tell you what, everybody that's listened to my show on the weekend, they're like, Tim, time to tune in because we talk about...
No, I
about,
know what it is. I have to ask questions that
no,
the average
you're being
person
a good
out there...
host.
Yeah, thank
I
you.
Got you. Thank you. IVF means in vitro fertilization. Vitro is Latin for glass. So mainly IVF means making babies in a petri dish. So it's lab-made children. That's what it
These
is.
These are test tube babies.
What used to what be they, called test yeah. tube babies, yes. And so that's what it is. And unfortunately, in this industry, if you're going to make babies in a laboratory, you don't make just one. You make 10 or 20 if you can, so that you have a well from which you can go back and draw every time you want to do some kind of transfer and implantation. And then also, you can screen out the undesirable children, the ones that maybe don't look like they would develop as well, or they're the wrong sex.
You can tell that?
Yes. There was a huge New York Times article that talked about a brand new genome sequencing company that will allow you to study all the genetic markers in your children. And then you want a healthy child, but you're not healing the kids. You're eliminating the children who might end up being blind or might develop heart disease, or might end up having an early childhood cancer. And, you know, you've got boutique clinics that 90% of the clientele are not infertile. They just want to choose the eye color of their child. You're designing children. That's what's going on in IVF.
Well, what's the second thing you're watching?
So there is a lot of noise and upset whenever there's a picture of two men who are taking home a newborn from the hospital, usually after a brown woman in Nigeria or Mexico has gestated it for them. So that gets a lot of attention, and it absolutely is a threat to kids. But numerically, the greatest threat to children is not the gays. It's the heterosexuals. Cohabitation as a replacement of marriage actually affects many more children every year and is highly detrimental to their development and to their safety. And divorce. Divorce is and always has been the original redefinition of marriage, and it radically alters children's life, their physical, mental, emotional, academic, and relational health. Mm. So, you know, the surrogacy and IVF is getting a lot of attention right now, but it is sort of the old school ways of destroying or avoiding marriage that heterosexual couples have been engaging in that actually is going to harm the most children.
And to the point of the name of your show, the three examples you gave, same-sex couples, cohabiting heterosexual couples, and
shacked up.
Huh? Same thing.
Shacked up.
Same thing. And then heterosexual couples that are divorcing. All three of those are done with the understanding and with the arguments, this is best for us. Talking
right.
about the adults.
That's right.
And the kids are placed in a secondary position or rarely considered
That's
at all.
Right.
And what you're saying is this is so destructive to children that we need to start thinking about those kids when we're developing policies for those, right?
Yes, when you're making your own personal decisions or when you're developing policy along those lines. So we frame all of these conversations not as, well, how are you feeling? Or what do you want? Or what would be hard for you? Or how do you think the kids are going to do? No. Everything is about justice for children. Fundamentally, all of these questions are about, are we going to do justice for children? Are we going to give them what they are owed? And it is always a trade-off. Either the adults will do hard things so children are protected, or children will do hard things so adults can have what they want.
Yeah. Katie Faust in the studio with us. She's joining us here for Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. She lives in Oregon.
Seattle. But, you know,
Seattle.
Pretty much the same thing.
Okay. Oregon to Seattle. Well, that's what they do with Alabama, Mississippi when you come down here. Or
yeah.
Missouri.
Or Missouri, Mississippi.
Yeah. So, anyway, Katie's joining us in studio, and we're delighted to have her. Her show is on the weekends on American Family Radio called Them Before Us. Heard 3 p.m. Central Time on AFR. By the way, I'm just curious, when you flew from Seattle, did you go to Denver or Dallas or Atlanta or Chicago?
So I flew straight to Birmingham, and then I've been coming
from Seattle?
Mm-hmm. And wow. I've been driving around since
then. What discount
then.
Airline does that?
The good news is I don't have to figure it out anymore. I have somebody who does all of my travel, which is great because I can't even keep the time zone straight.
I wouldn't have ever thought there was a direct flight from Seattle to Birmingham.
Been. Yeah, thank goodness there
okay.
is.
Okay, is this like, this isn't one of those, Christy Noem flights, right?
No, I don't have the hair extensions or the lip fillers for that.
Bada boom. Yeah. Anyway, well, listen, welcome and thank you for being with us here on American Family Radio.
Are we wrapping up, or can I say
something
else?
We're wrapping up. Yes, Sad. We're wrapping up.
You can say
up.
Something else.
You can say something yeah. else.
Oh, what I want to say is, like, I just got a tour of your whole place here.
Yeah.
And this is tip top level stuff going on here. Like, I am so impressed by everybody on your team. Amen. Like, the technical support, the people that are like ready to be deployed if like one of your stations goes down, the monitoring, all of the AV stuff that you guys have going on, your hosts. I mean, like, if you've never been here, I don't know if you like do tours or something
we do.
I just want to give you the on the ground perspective from a girl that had no idea what it was she was signing on for when I said, yeah, let's do a radio show. But I don't know. I'm around a lot of like big wig conservative pro family organizations, and AFA is the real deal.
Amen.
So, I mean, if you're trying to figure out who you're going to support.
Right.
I'm pretty severe in my judgments because I have a history as a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, everything that I've seen from you guys, I'm like, you're excellent at what you're doing. You're serious about serving the Lord. You're delivering content that a lot of other places aren't going to touch.
That's right.
So
right.
if you're trying to figure out, like, should I write that check? Should I give that money? This is probably the place to do it.
Amen. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
We try to avoid controversy here. But it's, you know, it's hard to do sometimes. You know, we love everybody.
We did not ask Katie to do that, though. No. Thank you for those kind words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, folks, I just want to follow up. I'm just going to follow up on what she said. If she convinced you, here's the number to call.
Mm-hmm. To do what? To make a donation?
To make a donation. This is our Share-a-thon. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We're halfway through the spring Share-a-thon. The number to call, if you'd like to take Katie's advice, 877-616-2396. Mm-hmm. 877-616-2396. 2396.
Fred says,
I just want to congratulate Katie because I know the kind of neighborhood that she lives in. I lived in Vancouver, British Columbia. Seattle is much the same. You don't have many friends, do you?
No.
No.
My second book is called Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City. And it's like,
that's a great title.
How do you that pass is. On your worldview to your children when nobody is with you and everybody is lying?
Right.
Yes. So, yes, it's a harsh environment, but I will say it's a very refining culture, you know, so that we get both our message and our message very straight.
Yeah, we homeschooled our kids in that environment. But here's what was really interesting. The public school kids would come to our house and say to my wife, can you help me with the math?
Yeah.
And we were able to give testimony through that way because the question is, well, why are you homeschooling? Well, here's one of the reasons that we're doing that kind of thing. So it's fertile ground.
It is.
For questions.
Don't get me started. The harvest is plentiful.
Yes.
And I say that as one of the 7 Christians left in Seattle. I mean, like, and my kids have gone to public school and they are evangelizing and discipling the kids around them. Amen. Who have... This is not a post-Christian world we live in. It's a pre-Christian world. Mm. They have no idea who God is.
Good.
They don't know the Old from the New Testament.
Yes.
They've never heard of David and Goliath.
Yes.
Like, and they want to know it.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that. Before we sign off, tell our audience where they can find out more about your ministry and your content and that kind of stuff.
Go to thembeforeus.com, not to be confused with .net. It's AFR.net if you want to give money to them. If you want to come to sign up for our newsletter, come to thembeforeus.com. Let us turn you into warriors on behalf of children. Amen. Especially if you're a Christian. This is your mandate. This is one manifestation of the pure and undefiled religion before God that every Christian throughout history has had to bring into their current cultural sphere. And this is what we need to be doing today. It is child defense, especially in these fundamental matters of right to life and right to their mother and father.
Well, your husband Amen. May be a pastor, but you got some preach in you, too.
I'm a talker.
Well, listen, it's not empty words.
Yep.
I think the Spirit of God is directing your speech. What's the name of your first book? You said you got a second one coming out.
Well, the first one is Them Before Us.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the handbook of everything we're doing. You read Them Before Us, Why We Need a Global Children's Rights Movement, and nobody will stand against you. You will be able to bat down every trope, every, you know, love is love mantra you'll be able to respond to. But isn't surrogacy just about helping a sister who lost her womb to kid? No, it's not. It's about on-demand designer baby shipped worldwide to anyone and everyone, even if they have a criminal background check and they're guilty of child predation. No, right. It's not. So, like, let us equip you. And we have the resources to do it.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Katie. And we hope you're going to be around for another day or so.
I hope to answer
when
some
do you
phones
go home?
Today.
When do you go home?
I'm going to fly home tomorrow.
Fly home tomorrow. What are you going to say to the people in Seattle about
Missouri?
I'm not going to say anything. We have enough people that are fleeing the state to go to Idaho and Tennessee and South Dakota. And
is it a problem? Is that a problem?
Yes, okay. It is a problem.
You're talking about good people, Christian people.
I'm talking
people.
About good Christian people who can't take it anymore. And anyway, like, we don't have to get into this, but, like, I actually have this conversation once or twice a week with everybody in Seattle. Do we leave now? How about now? What about now?
Really?
Oh,
that's
listen, 100%.
My sister and her husband live in Olympia, Washington, and they're conservative. My sister's a Christian. My brother-in-law, that's up in the air. But they both can't stand it.
I know.
Up there. And she's already retired. He's a foot surgeon with the military. As soon as he retires, I think they're going to move to Utah or someplace like that.
No, the gay guys at the end of my street are like, this is crazy. We got to get out of here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they moved to Central Washington.
The gay guys at the end of the street that wanted to leave?
Yes.
You know,
like,
you know you're bad.
I know.
You know you're too far left in. Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Where are you moving, Katie? We're following you.
That's right.
But Idaho's booming because of this reason.
Right. Oh, whenever I meet somebody from Idaho, I'm like, oh, you're from Idaho? How's my church doing over there?
Because Idaho, there's some...
Idaho, Montana,
There's some counties in eastern Washington that are... and eastern Oregon that are wanting to join...
Secede.
You can just... I swear, like, Oregon, Washington, California. It's really like one state on the coast and one inland state. They're all the same. Yeah. And the inlanders, I mourn for them. I'm like, I know that Seattle is running your life.
I know.
And you want to be free of them. And I also understand. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you guys.
We got a couple minutes left here for this hour of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And we have a $50,000 challenge going on that you can help us meet if you'll call before the top of the hour, as in right now. The phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio and to say, hey, I want to get in on that challenge and double my giving. The phone number is 877-616-2396. Call us here at American Family Radio, our share-a-thon. The person that answers the phone is most likely going to be a listener who has volunteered to answer the phones, and they've driven to be with us on their own time and their own dime. And we are so thankful for those folks. And they're probably going to be the ones that answer your phone call. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net, AFR.net.
I do want to let folks know before the top of the hour break, our Spring Share-a-thon premiums for a one-time gift of $150 or more.
Lip fillers. We have AFR lip fillers.
No lip fillers.
We voted those down?
We voted those down.
Okay. What do we have, Ed?
We have a book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the book from Stephen McDowell and the AFR embossed padfolio.
Yes,
sir. I said that, Tim. You love the word.
Yes, neighbor, we got a padfolio going on right here.
Padfolio. You can put
a
little small pad in it, or you can put something else in it. You can hide snacks. I think you can. It zips up and
has some licorice. That's about it.
You have AFR embossed.
You really want to open up your padfolio and get sticky stuff?
See, you're already trying to figure out where I'm going to hide the candy.
I'm a 4-year-old. Oh, what now?
You are talking to me.
Okay.
So
it's a padfolio. It's a
fourth grade is.
All right, Wesley, tell them what it is for normal people.
That's going to be called a notepad.
Okay, notepad with a zipper.
That's going to be called a notepad.
All right. I'm sorry, Ed. Padfolio. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
It's a padfolio. to go along with your portfolio.
That's stubborn. You're being stubborn.